You're listening to Orange County's only station with critical business information, Critical Mass, with Rick Franzi and Doug Geveller.
Hello, it's Rick Franzi, your host for today's installment of Critical Mass, the radio show. My business partner and I, Doug Geveller, co-host this business talk show, which airs on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, live on octalkradio.net. From 4 to 5 p.m. here on the West Coast, heard round the world. Also available via MP3 archives later after the show airs live. So if you check shows maybe off of Apple iTunes or one of the other various ways that you found Critical Mass, the radio show, tune in live sometime. And if you're listening live, thank you for taking the time out of your busy days to be here for our radio show. Our goal with the show is to help business owners and top executives to make better, more informed decisions, and we do that by interviewing executives who have transferable knowledge and ideas to help you form the basis, the foundation for the information, for the decisions that you have an opportunity to make in the future. This radio show is truly an extension of our 16-year business practice where we build forums, some call them CEO peer groups, here in beautiful Orange County, California. We do that under the brand name Renaissance Executive Forums. Renaissance is an international organization with over 1,200 members in the Western Hemisphere. And by joining Critical Mass for Business here in Orange County, you become a part not only of a wonderful community centered here in the county, but also this larger international CEO peer group organization. We offer a truly differentiated experience for our members because our experience shows that fully 80% of the issues and opportunities that a top executive faces are common with other top executives from a variety of different industries, but who are leading similarly sized firms. Recently, my book, Critical Mass, The 10 Explosive Powers of CEO Peer Groups, has been called the definitive guidebook. It was recently covered in an online version of Inc. magazine, an article on CEO peer groups, where they highly recommended for more information to read the book and buy the book off of Amazon.com, which is really easy. Just type in Richard Franzi on Amazon.com in the search box, and up will pop Critical Mass. If you'd like to learn more about all the various services that we offer, feel free to check out our business on our website, which is www.criticalmass4business.com. Well, it gives me to introduce my first of two guests here today. I'd like to bring on to the show Bill of the William Bousema Company. And Bill is going to be talking about a range of different things and his multiple business interests. And as you know, our listening audience, Doug and I look for opportunities here on the radio show to talk about having diversification in your business. And Bill's certainly got several different lines of business that he's working on. And we're going to try to cover at least two of them here today. So, Bill, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show.
Hey, Rick, thanks so much for inviting me to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, you sound great on this end. How do I sound to you, William?
I can hear you fine.
Great. Well, let's get started. Bill, would you do me a favor and tell our audience about kind of your path to your current place in life?
Sure, I'd be glad to. We're a Midwesterner. I grew up in a successful family business in rural Iowa. My parents own a very large row crop and livestock operation, and I got very involved in the business from a very young age. What it did for me is it instilled in me a great work ethic and the entrepreneurial spirit. For example, I earned my own way going through college. After college, I landed in Minneapolis, and then was working with my firm, KPMG, which is a big four CPA firm. They transferred me to Southern California. After 5 years and being an audit manager in the big four public accounting firm, I really wanted to get out into the real business world where you can plan, develop, and build operating businesses. This started my 25-year journey as a chief financial officer and as a general manager with P&L responsibilities, working closely with the CEO and generally with the board. So I've been blessed with challenging opportunities throughout my career, which have enabled me to really transition from being a CPA and into a businessman with financial and operational acumen.
So you really owe KPMG a debt of gratitude for getting you out of Minneapolis and into Southern California. Did I hear that correctly, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah, Minneapolis is, you know, seven months of winter and 5 months of rough sledding. So,
well, our show is heard around the world, and maybe even somebody in good old Minneapolis might be listening to the show. No offense intended, but I love to watch the Weather Channel in the winter, and Minneapolis and the whole area is certainly an area that gets featured heavily and prominently in the winter.
Yeah, but they are great people, I will add.
Okay. Well, I've kind of teased the audience a little bit saying about you have multiple kind of income streams, lines of business, and maybe you could talk a little bit about not your firm, but your business practice and your venture that you're launching. So if you could give us an update and tell the audience what you're doing for a living these days, that would be great, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd be glad to to talk about that. You know, my what I have done is I've gone ahead and developed a portfolio career. And part of my portfolio is really providing part-time CFO services to emerging and middle-market companies. The other part of my business is my wife and I have become area developers for Massage Heights, which is a membership-based therapeutic massage business, and we have the rights to coastal Orange County from L.A. to San Diego. The reason I went into this part-time CFO business is that I believe based on the trends with today's and future businesses that we are really seeing companies shift to a variable cost model for labor, and especially with CFOs, and it certainly is a good fit for companies that are growing and changing. The CEO and the board of these smaller emerging companies have many of the same issues as the larger companies that have full-time CFOs. The only that the issues are probably fewer, but a lot of times they are even more complex than what the larger companies are. I have the experience and certainly the DNA being more of a consultative style to, efficiently and properly handle the issues that CFOs do handle. But I enjoy doing that for, emerging and smaller companies where they can have the opportunity of, and I have the privilege of providing solutions to them based on my 25 plus years of experience. For example, my track record, I've been fortunate to be able to save a couple of companies from failing. Others, I've gone in and been able to go through and do customer rationalization, improve their gross margins, look at their working capital, found ways to reduce inventory, speed up collections. In some cases, we've been able to actually reduce their working capital needs by 35%, which is pretty substantial. So again,
especially in this environment.
Yeah. So working closely with vendor management, inventory controls, and then even in one company I was with where we had some low-margin product, and we outsourced it, and it was cheaper to have it outsourced and much cheaper to have it outsourced than what it was for us to make it in-house. So just some examples of things that I've been able to do during my career.
Bill, Doug and I work with a variety of different sized companies here and around the county, and there is a point at which, an entrepreneurial firm can really benefit from the kind of experience and expertise an individual like you possesses. But it's clearly, one, not a full-time job for them yet. That business isn't big enough to demand that. And two, the cost demands of bringing in someone with your experience tends to outstrip the budget that they have. Maybe traditionally they've had a bookkeeper or maybe a controller. So the idea that you're able to come in and give them the hours in the week or the month that they need to do the kind of work that they could really benefit from a person with your experience, but then not have to pay for those hours on the time when they really don't have that much work yet. It's really a godsend, if I can say, many times to the business owner who really wants to take their business to the next level. That key financial expertise is critical in the mix to move the business forward, because it takes cash so many times and proper cash management to allow a company to continue to grow.
Exactly right.
So yeah, I'm sure you're seeing, and that's great that you've decided to focus in that area, because I think that's a screaming need right now here in the Orange County marketplace. So let's turn our focus a little bit to your business experience and kind of, of all the things that you've had the good fortune to learn in business, is there a guiding principle that you use to lead your businesses today?
Yeah, I can certainly talk about that as well. Certainly, as I, you know, as I look at it, some of the principles that I think are important are certainly working with people. As you know, as CFOs and CPAs, we're not always the most outgoing, gregarious group in the world. But, you know, I have been fortunate to really build a deep network of business people, coaches, bankers, attorneys, insurance brokers, and others. And I find that these are very valuable people, not only as referral sources for me, but also, you know, those are people that, you know, I use with my client companies. You know, I got a client company that's looking for a banker, and I know a number of bankers in Orange County. I will certainly, you know, network in with the bankers or the investment bankers to help them if that's what they need help in that area. They may need a different accounting firm, CPA firm, to do their financial statements or outside audited financials or their reviewed financials. So, you know, I think it's important to really, you know, have solid relationships with the people. You know, I think the other thing is that I look at it, and what's important is integrity. You know, I guess one of the lessons that I learned in this process is at an early age, after being in college, out of college, was that you know, I grew up in an area of the country where, you know, your word was your bond. You had a handshake, and that was it. And I guess through the school of hard knocks, I learned that, you know, you have to really be able to step back, look at people, and understand them and build your relationships with good, solid people. And if things are important enough in a business arrangement, to make sure that you spend the time up front documenting the transactions, keeping good books and records, get your contracts documented, and stay on top of things. It's just all part of good business.
And like a true CFO, get things documented, right? Write them down. I can't argue with that. You know, you've worked with a number of businesses, both, you know, in your auditing experience and your consulting practice now. You know, are there some common mistakes that you're seeing that business owners have been making over the past few years as it relates to the kind of the area of finance and the financial management of their company? And could you share those common mistakes that you observe that business owners and CEOs are making with our audience, Bill?
Yeah, Rick, I would be glad to. And again, having been in-house as well as consulting with companies as a CFO during my career, there's several areas where I see it. See issues that really go across an organization, not only in the finance area, but it's really communications. It's really important that they communicate effectively and openly, you know, with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and their lenders, and not only effectively but also timely. You know, too many surprises breaks trust, and once the trust is gone, it's very difficult to get it back. Another issue I see is that, and I think we're seeing some change in that during this downturn, is really with regard to revenue. We've seen a lot of companies that are, you know, top-line driven. Let's go make the sale. But when they're making the sale, their records or their systems aren't of such that they can really understand whether they're making money or not making money. You know, for example, worked at a company as a consultant, losing money. They had $20 million top line, downsized them to $16 million, and now they're profitable. Kind of silly. You think that you have less sales, but you make more money. So, again, they hadn't updated their contracts with the customers. They didn't understand their business and what their costs really were. And you really have to be, you know, profit-orientated and cash flow-driven. Too many companies, you know, run out of cash on the, you know, not only on the way down, but also more even on the way up. So, you know, you see that going on. Another thing I see happening too is that, you know, when they start out, they, you know, some of their buddies are their advisors, and what happens is they outgrow their advisors, and it's something they should be looking at on a pretty, you know, on a routine basis. You know, their advisors were fine when the business was much smaller and less complex. But now they really need to seek out advisors that bring value to the table. You know, it's a lot more than just about simply compliance, you know, filing your tax returns, getting you know, corporate documents in place and so forth. It's really a lot more about it than that. Use your advisors to help you think strategically and to plan for the future. And I just see that that's a common mistake that they just don't make. The other thing I see is that they intend to underhire. They'll hire the wrong level of experience to save money. And, you know, expecting those people they hire to do what they really don't know how to do or do very well. You know, it's you kind of get what you pay for. And usually when you buy less, you know, you buy a little less time or you spend a little bit more money, you get better quality. And at the end of the day, you'll gain more profit and have better results at the end of the day. So, you know, I see that happening too. As people, you know, as people, owners work through their deals with their situations with their employees.
Boy, as you were stepping through those various common mistakes, I could connect with quite a number of them, both, you know, in my direct experience and then here in Critical Mass for Business and working with other business owners and executives here in Orange County. The one that I guess I want to sit on for just a second, the outgrowing your advisors is really can be a tricky situation for a business owner, because sometimes those advisors, especially in family businesses, have relationships that extend beyond just being a, you know, an advisor. I mean, they may be part of the extended family or part of the core family. So those are hard things to change and maybe to realize. And I would think, Bill, that might be an opportunity when they bring in an outside kind of CFO for hire, if you will, who's coming in part-time to do work. That might be a great time to sort of leverage that relationship to make some changes that they've been either unwilling or unable to make prior to coming into a firm, you know, hiring out someone like
that. Yeah, Rick, that's really a great point, because then they can, you know, if they're uncomfortable themselves personally with making those, you know, heading up those changes, that's perfect opportunity for me to spearhead that effort and do it in a way that's that isn't uncomfortable for people. It's an understanding way, and, you know, taking into account the people that, you know, have been supporting the company over the years. And sometimes, you know, you change the role just a little bit rather than just, you know, taking them out all the way. Mm-hmm. And it generally works quite well.
Great. Well, thanks for those, that brief kind of look at common mistakes or things that owners need to be thinking about doing differently or things that you've observed. Let's turn the tables on you a little bit then and say, okay, Bill, can you get your audience a current unresolved challenge that you're facing in one of your lines of business?
Sure, I'd be glad to, Rick. Yeah, with my portfolio business, I really have two businesses, my CFO services firm, which really pays the bills, and then the Massage Heights development, which is going to require funding for expansion throughout coastal Orange County. You know, area rights really cover, as I mentioned, coastal Orange County all the way from L.A. down to San Diego County line. So, you know, we plan to open up, you know, seven or so locations and, you know, really, really looking to obtain funding to build out our area, you know, because we think it's a great opportunity. It's a very profitable venture. And so that's one issue that we've got that we're working through right now.
So when you made the decision to move in this direction with Massage Heights, what underlying, you know, kind of trends are you seeing that kind of encourage you to believe that this is the right time to take on this type of a, you know, of a business and expand it here along the coast?
Well, you know, I did a lot of research and diligence on Massage Heights. I actually did a lot of diligence and research on the entire industry. There's one other key competitor in the marketplace, which is larger than Heights, and looked at them closely as well. And, you know, what I came to conclude is that it's a growing industry. The U.S. government says that massage will be one of the fastest growing industries over the next 15 years. What I like about it is that it really promotes a healthy lifestyle, and it provides it in a quality, affordable way where you can, instead of, you know, going to a typical spa where you would spend $100 to $120 for a 50-minute massage, Here your introductory price is under 40, and your monthly membership's under 60. And if you want a second one, it's it's $40. They're a little under 40 for each of them. So, I was an entrepreneurial type person. I've always wanted to have our own business as well. And we liked, being a numbers guy. Certainly went through the numbers and understood, got comfortable with what the performance is on that side. And on the other side, it's good business for the community. It helps support a healthy lifestyle.
Well, you could have done this on your own, right? I mean, you made a decision to buy into a franchise business, Massage mm-hmm. Heights, and to get a territory and the business develop inside of that. So can you talk with our audience about, opening a franchise business versus, and how that differs maybe from building a business like this, standalone from the ground up, without being a part of a franchise?
Yeah, sure. I'm glad to, because I certainly that was part of my thought process as I went through the diligence stage before I signed up and sent all my money off to them. you do give up some things when you become a franchisee, and I was reluctant to really go down that path. I had clients in public accounting that were major franchisors and could see how that worked, and I just wasn't really where I wanted to go. And the reasons I wasn't sure about it was because, when you have your own business, you have, compared to having a franchise, you have true independence. You don't have the mothership overlooking you and see what's going on. And the other issue you have always are the royalty fees. They take the royalties off the top. They take 5% of your revenue. So those are a couple of things that you give up. But the other things that I felt were overarching that were worth it for going into is that, the systems are proven. They have a track record. They've got great training. All their operational manuals are put together already. You got brand recognition and consistency across the country. Actually, internationally, they now have locations opening in Canada as well. The membership base, it's membership base. It's an international membership base. So, for example, one of my members here in Newport can go to any of our massage locations across the country or Canada, and their membership is accepted. Conversely, people are traveling to Newport Beach, and they're a member in a location elsewhere across the country. They come in and get a massage as part of the membership program, so that's a good thing. But I think the biggest value that I see with it is really the ability to commiserate with other successful franchisees. Exchange of ideas. How do you do this? How do you open that? How do you hire these people? How do you set up your advertising program? All those different things. Corporate helps, but also it's really great to be able to talk to a franchisee. Feet on the ground. They're a few months ahead of us or a few years ahead of us. So I think those are the pluses and minuses that I see of it.
Gee, Bill, it sort of sounded like you were talking about a peer group as a part of the advantage of buying into a franchise, and having written a book on CEO peer groups, I couldn't agree with you more that being able to get around a group of people who kind of understand the challenges that you're facing can really help to take some of the risk out of the business model moving, not all the risk, but some of the risk out of the business model moving forward.
Well said, Rick. And I think the other thing, besides the risk, it also enables you to provide you with opportunities and ideas that you wouldn't have otherwise. And it helps you not to make, it causes you not to have to make the same mistakes that they have made because they've been there already. And I think those things are valuable.
Yeah, we had Dan Leonard of Mobile Storage on the show in April. And he, like you, was bought into a franchise business. And one of the things that he talked about on his interview with us was the power of having other people, franchisees, to kind of share and learn from, and they were learning from him and bounce new ideas off of, because it's always nice to get somebody else's perspective on an idea because, many times members of our CEO peer groups believe they're making good decisions, their businesses are successful and growing, but they're just wondering, am I making the best decision I can? And sometimes getting around others and vetting your ideas can really build your confidence and move you in the direction you want to go with your business.
Yep.
So I'm excited to see multiple Massage Heights locations popping up around here in the coming years then. good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else about you or your portfolio businesses that I haven't asked you about today, Bill, that you would like to share with our listening audience?
Yeah, a couple of things. Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to touch on that I didn't earlier in the conversation was that, you know, you was asking us about what we learned in our business experience. And, you know, I think one of the things I've learned is that being a bit of a perfectionist in my career, I always thought that I could solve everything on my own. And what I found is that, you know, it's okay to go to other people for advice, you know. I'm not perfect. You know, there's only one man on earth who was perfect, and I'm certainly not him. So I wanted to add that. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that a little bit about Massage Heights. Our location will be having a grand opening in early mid-July in Newport Beach. Located in the Bluff Shopping Center where Wildfish and Panera's is located, for those here in Southern California. We're located at MacArthur Boulevard and the 73 Toll Road, so we really invite you to try us out. Our introductory 15-minute massage is less than $40. It's a $100 value, so it's a great thing for people. And, again, it's holistic healing, providing, you know, quality service with a great value, and it's good for your health. And I think it really reads to the new economy that we're dealing with.
If someone would like to find you online, how would they do that? What websites would you direct them to?
Great. A couple of websites from my interim part-time CFO services. They can go to my website, recently launched, www.thewilliambalsamacompany.com. And if they'd like to find out more about Massage Heights, they can reach at www.massageheights.com. For my CFO services, they should call me at 949-759-7585. Again, 949-759-7585. And for Massage Heights, they can reach us at area code 949-644-RELAX, R-E-L-A-X. How you like that?
And my producer sent me a note that maybe, Bill, you want to spell your last name again when you were going through that?
Absolutely. Yeah, the William Balsamo Company. My last name is spelled B-O-U-S is in Sam, E-M is in Mary, A is in Apple.
There you go. Great. Well, thank you for being on Critical Mass, the radio show, giving of your time both for the interview and the time that you took to kind of organize your thinking prior to the show. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate your time on our show.
Rick, thanks for having me on the show, and I hope this was of value to your listening audience.
Have a good day, my friend.
Great. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks
again. Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye. I hope our listening audience did enjoy that interview with Bill, a portfolio business owner now, and very interesting. I was excited to get him on to talk about his CFO, contract CFO business, because I am seeing surging in this area. It's a great interest in interim executives filling strategic positions at companies both here in the Southland and probably around the world, but my comfort level and knowledge base is certainly here in the Southland. And then having him buy into a franchise business, it's maybe some of our listening audience are considering launching businesses or another line of business. And I thought having Bill's perspective on, you know, franchise versus do-it-yourself might be helpful for our listening audience to learn from his example. So thanks, Bill, for being on the show. I'd like to turn my attention now to our second guest today. And I'm going to have Jenny Ross of 118 Degrees Restaurant and Creative Blend brought on to the show. So, Jenny, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show.
Hi, how you doing today?
I am fine, thank you. Let's get right into the interview. Jenny, would you spend a couple minutes and talk with our audience about your path to 118 Degrees and Creative Blend, please?
Sure. Well, this has been about a 10-year journey for me so far. I started my own experience in the field of health and wellness through diet and nutrition, just, you know, out of own personal will and desire about 10 years ago. And pretty quickly after that, I realized that the changes I was making in my own lifestyle were really creating powerful catalyst for change in the friends and family category, too. And so as a result of that, I started working for myself and developing, you know, more opportunities for alternative food and started up in L.A. and worked my way back down to Orange County. And it's just been an incredible journey. And in that time, I have just truly seen the field of health and wellness and nutrition grow in such an incredible way. So I'm really excited to be a part of it, and I look forward to sharing it with more people.
And that's part of what we're going to be doing here today. So we're going to, I want to feature one of the things that's in your business, which is 118 Degrees Restaurant. So before we get, let's talk a bit about that restaurant as well as some of the other things you're doing, like where is it located and how can people find your restaurant, just so that they can kind of connect with where you are right now.
Sure. Well, our flagship location is in Costa Mesa. We are in a center called The Camp, and we're right there off of Bristol and Baker, and we're open there 7 days a week. We offer breakfast, lunch, and dinner, snacks and desserts, too, and really provide an alternative dining establishment for people. And out of that location, we also operate a home delivery program, which is an excellent choice for people trying to make change but without the time to really, you know, create a culinary change in their kitchen. And then we also have a location inside the Tuttle Foods Marketplace off of Jamboree, and that has been a very powerful partnership for us. So we'll actually be launching our product line this month into all the Whole Foods markets and adding a few more raw bars as well. So we've definitely got a lot going on, and the best place to find us, though, if you're new to what we do, is to come down and join us for a meal at 118 Degrees and learn from the servers there what we're all about and get a chance to taste it for yourself.
You've used the term alternative food a couple times so far in our interview, and I was excited to have you on our show because of the recognition that I have for you in I think a movement is maybe an unfair word. I think people are a certain segment of the population here in the United States are looking at our diets and saying, hey, you know, I'm just not satisfied with the results of my diet, either for me or for my children or for friends and family. And there's sort of an awakening going on. And so and what I've noticed, and I heard it earlier in what you were saying, Jenny, is too, is that sometimes one individual who makes a decision to change their diet in some way and eat a little differently can have a positive impact on those that are around them by seeing the results of what they're doing and also hearing about how great it is and how flavorful and wonderful the food can be. So what is your sense of the current awareness both to organic food and to plant-based diets? What are you observing both in your restaurant and in your relationship with Whole Foods and the other things that you're doing in the marketplace?
Well, right now what we're seeing is a huge shift in awareness. People are really latching on to the idea that you are truly what you eat, and also looking to alternative methods to heal. I think people are done with pharmaceuticals. A large majority of people are looking to heal what ailments they may have through natural diet and natural holistic remedies. And what we're finding is there's a much more educated customer base, which is allowing us to really branch out to these locations, like I mentioned, and it's creating an incredible opportunity for everyone involved because it means there's a much bigger draw and ability for us to create more food and serve more people in more locations. And what we're finding is that the consumer overall is a lot more educated and a lot more willing to make a change if they see that it's going to affect their health in a positive way. So it's really incredible how fast that shift is taking place and how much media and other mainstream support we're seeing for it. It's really incredible.
And it's interesting to me because as more people discover plant-based diets or choose to maybe reduce other types of food sources in their diet, it is called by many different things. You know, historically, you know, it maybe people heard of, you know, being a vegetarian maybe or a vegan and those terms were hard to understand, but to come to a restaurant like 118 Degrees, and as you said, have the server sort of discuss the way the foods are prepared and help people to pick something on the menu and then discover how tremendous it is and rich in texture and just it's a really marvelous, fun experience for, I'm sure you've seen it countless times, for maybe first-time patrons to your restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it really should be an exploration. I think there's this sort of misnomer that when you change your diet or you start eating healthy foods that you're going to, it's going to be boring and you're going to be eating carrot sticks and celery and, oh my gosh, I could just never live that way. I hear that from so many people. And it's a pleasant surprise that people are able to walk into a restaurant and really find something that is wonderful and just as fresh and actually something completely new for them to experience in the culinary category. And I think that's really what's helping people get over this idea that, you know, healthy food has to be boring, it has to be, you know, flavorless, it's, you know, there's no way I could live that way, you know. And so I think that's really our mission, is to help people understand that this can be a beautiful exploration of what's possible versus, you know, what you can't have. Let's explore what you do get to enjoy. And most people are really blown away at all of the options that are available for them once they start delving a little deeper into what we're about.
Well, to do basic research in anticipation of your appearance on Critical Mass, the radio show, my wife and daughter and two friends of the family went dining at 118 degrees on Friday night. And I was talking to the other couple just today, and they actually loved the food and were so impressed with the experience. They went back on Sunday for Mother's Day and had Mother's Day dinner with their family at your restaurant. And I thought, wow, that's sort of what you and I had talked about, where sometimes it just takes a couple people who have had a chance to experience your food, your restaurant, and they tell two friends who tell two friends. And it's really a powerful way for people to discover a really healthy diet and great tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's happened a lot.
It's really incredible, too, when you do, you see whole families come in and everyone's able to find something that they enjoy. And when friends share it with friends, that's really the best way for us to be introduced to new customers, because there's a level of trust, there's a level of understanding that comes when you learn about us that way.
Yeah, my daughter put it up on Facebook how great the meal was, and one of her friends who goes to school now in Arizona said, I can't wait to come back. We're going to have to go and eat there. It sounds like a place that I would love. So it's just it was really fun for me to kind of experience. And, we all got different food, and so we kind of shared each other's entrees and just had a wonderful time. So thank you to your staff there. It was a wonderful experience, and we'll be back.
Well, that's why we're there. We're here to serve. So
okay. So let's talk. You mentioned eating a diet rich in raw foods can help to reverse or does reverse disease. What is your experience in this area? And I guess that leads me to, because some people may not understand, because I didn't do a good job of asking you about the name of the restaurant and the significance of the name.
Yeah, so we specialize in plant-based living cuisine, which is prepared at 118 degrees or lower. 118 degrees is the commonly agreed upon temperature where enzymes and nutrient value start to leave plant-based foods, which leaves a lot less nutritional value for your body. So when you eat a diet rich in living cuisine or raw foods, you find that you end up with a lot more energy at the end of the day, that you're a lot more well-fed all the way around, so you don't find yourself, you know, kind of eating to fill a void nutritionally. And also, it's just a very empowering space to come from. When you're really well-balanced nutritionally, you're capable of so many things on a physical, spiritual, emotional level. So it's a very powerful way to live, and even if you only embrace it for a small portion of your diet, any little bit helps. And as you mentioned, you know, I have seen this lifestyle and this food offering really reverse disease for people and provide vibrant health over the long term, which is truly amazing. You know, I think many of us have seen the films like Super Size Me over the years that really show, you know, if you eat a diet that's maybe not so good, what can happen to your body. And reverse is true, you know, and what's great is there's so much more information now to support this. And as a result of that, you know, we're able to really help nutrition, give optimal nutrition to people at many different levels. So that's the significance of the name and the food offering that we offer at 118. And it's just our pleasure to be able to offer this to people.
Well, you know, it's as I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, you know, that is an empowering thought for those people who may have who may be dealing with a disease or worried about because of, you know, family members who have diseases. What can they do to control something that maybe certainly when they, you know, feel it's beyond their control? And mm-hmm. to hear you say, and you're not the only person that I've heard talk about this, and I believe it to be true, that a raw foods diet, a healthy diet, high nutrition diet can really help your body fight diseases on its own, mm-hmm. has got to be, you know, from running a restaurant like that and having and knowing people who that's helped, that's got to be an added benefit to the kind of business that you're doing and driving your motivation to kind of continue to grow and expand your offerings beyond the restaurants and the other things that you're beginning to branch into. Is that a fair, am I putting words in your mouth, or is that a fair sense?
Absolutely. I think that one of the guiding principles of our business has always been to provide quality living foods that are in range for any person, and to do that in an organic way and to really actually help people come to find vibrant health in their own lives. And the more places we can do that, the more people, the more mouths we can feed, if you will, the more powerful a statement we make on, you know, this planet and in this society. And, you know, that's really our guiding principle is, you know, to get to the most people in the shortest amount of time so that we can reverse the crisis, the health crisis that's happening in America, you know. And I think that because we have that as our guiding principle, our greater mission, we're, you know, really a health company that owns a restaurant versus a restaurant, you know, that dabbles a little bit in health. You know, it's definitely a big part of what we do, and it keeps us going and has kept us going over the years, even when this wasn't as, quote-unquote, accepted or understood in the mainstream environment.
So the restaurant is certainly one delivery method, if you will, for your to enable your vision and your mission. But you mentioned earlier your partnership with Whole Foods. Could you describe for us kind of how that business is shaping up and what that means for you from the CEO and owner of your business?
Sure. Well, you know, like I said, one of our biggest missions is to get this food out there in a powerful way to as many people as possible. So when that's your mission, you really have to look beyond a 32-seat restaurant. And providing that experience for people in that environment is incredible. But to be able to offer this food offering in a bigger venue to more people, we started around. And what had been great was that I had been teaching classes on how to prepare this food at home at the local Whole Foods market. And when it became in both of our awareness that, you know, they had space to do something with raw foods there, and we started exploring the possibilities. We launched this raw bar concept back in November and actually had our grand opening there in January. And that has been growing tremendously, and our numbers are going up, up, up there. And we're really being able to feed, you know, hundreds of people a week through that venue. And so we will be opening more in the Whole Foods markets in the Southern California region, as well as, you know, providing prepackaged foods to some of the other stores that are maybe a little bit smaller, don't have the space for a full raw bar. That as a company is really going to give us the legs to run and really get to more people and quicker, you know, and help reverse some of this, like I said, this healing crisis that is kind of happening in our society. So for us, and just as a CEO of this company, I'm almost kind of trying to pinch myself in a lot of respects, because this is really our dream. And to work with a partner like Whole Foods, who embraces the same value system and is really there to educate, Whole Foods Market really spends a lot of time and energy in educating people as to, you know, how can you retake your plate? How can you go back to the essence of what eating is all about? And that is a tremendous opportunity and an incredible, powerful way to get out there to the mainstream marketplace.
So, Jenny, are you saying that at some point in a not-too-distant future, I'll be able to, as well as members of the listening audience, walk into a Whole Foods in Southern California or California and find raw food that's been with your brand on it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So
and,
we'll have
and what
the 118.
Brand would that be? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, what was that?
What brand will it be? How will they
recognize? It's 118 Degrees by Jenny Ross Living Foods. So that's kind of our logo mantra. and really, we'll have prepared fresh items and then also ingredients for making your own delicious items, maybe something from one of our books and, you know, educational DVDs and things like that.
How has the response been to your books? Can you talk a little bit as a published author? How has that experience been for you, and how does that fit into the business?
Well, actually, it blows my mind every day, honestly. Being a published author through Hay House gave our food offering an international audience. So daily, I get emails and phone calls from all over the world about preparing foods or opening another location and said, you know, in Germany or Australia, all over the place. And, you know, here locally in particular, it has really helped to drive business to the business, but also really helped give people a deeper understanding of what our business is all about. And so as an author, really being able to educate people at that level, something that they can take home and read over time and try out, is an incredible opportunity to share with people the healing message in this food and also what Vibrant Health is available to them and how. And so the book has really been a great catalyst for change in the lives of so many people and helped to support the business by providing that educational piece that really goes deeper into what we do.
So it all kind of builds together, doesn't it? Kind of creates its own internal.
It's truly amazing. Each part sort of supports the other, and, you know, the classes that we teach are very hands-on and very interactive, and they're based on recipes that were shared in this first book, and it's just so much fun to see people put those pieces together. And I know a lot of people say, oh, Jenny, you can't share your recipes like that in a book, and the reality is, you know, people come in and it's given us even more loyal following because we are willing to share. And this is truthfully a lifestyle. And if you can't start doing this food at home, you can't really get as deep into the lifestyle, you know, by just coming and dining at the restaurant every day. So if we really want to create change for people, we have to share at that level.
Well, you know, one of the other things that you had mentioned earlier in the show that I'd like to come back to for a minute, because I was really impressed and somewhat amazed at the meal plans that you've put together, at not only the variety and what you're developing for people, but also the price point that you've set it to be. Could you share with our audience a little more detail about your offering in that area, please?
Yeah. So we offer two very distinct meal programs. We offer a 10-meal program, which is just 10 of our entrees packaged with a side salad and dressing. And they're picked up or delivered three times throughout the week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We do whatever possible. And the idea is that you can grab one of these meals and take it with you to work or open it up, you know, at home or, you know, if you're going to the kids' soccer game or whatever it is you have going on in your life, you can just have that meal with you. So you get a great, you know, tasty culinary creation that is also giving you optimum nutrition. It's almost like having a personal chef in your home, you know, but you're going to just be grabbing it from us. So you get restaurant food all the time, and it's a really great way to test this lifestyle out or even add more raw foods to your diet. And we've kept the price point at $125 per week, which just works out to be a little over $10 per meal. And we've worked really hard with our suppliers to get these organic ingredients and create them at a price, you know, that we can keep affordable so that people can make this choice on a day-to-day basis. And that's really our goal, is to empower people that way. So we have that standard 10-meal program. It's our most popular. But then we also have one, if you want to take it one step further, that's what we call our detox program. And it's a detox from the standard American diet. And it's all of your food. It's breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and desserts for 14 days. And that gives you a real good idea of what it's really like to live this lifestyle. And it was created as a result, you know, so many people were asking us, hey, you know, I really want to make a shift. Can you show me what this is like? So we created that program to really give people a true taste of this lifestyle.
You know, that is a – many times I hear in the business owners and executives that Doug and I work with here in Orange County, the desire to – the recognition that – they should improve their eating, but the desire is not matched with the ability because it's in the perception is it's inconvenient. These meal plans to me sound like a perfect way for a busy executive to really kind of outsource, if you will, healthy eating to you and to your business and allow themselves to focus on their business, but know that they're eating a nutritional, healthy, balanced meal.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and what we find from a lot of executives that even just incorporate our 10 meals a week, you know, alongside whatever else they may be doing with business meetings and family, that they are getting incredible results. And those results are, you know, allowing them to go more, do more, be more for their business and their family. And that is where we really see the power in it, because they're able to give more of whatever their unique talents and abilities are. And, you know, that's what's so great. And so it supports them and it supports us. And it's a real healthy way to be an exchange of energy, you know, with other business owners.
And then you do offer classes to teach people how to cook, put a kind of meal plan together, or a meal, or maybe a little more advanced. Could you just briefly share with our audience the class information that you're
offering? Oh, sure. Yes. Our classes are all hands-on interactive classes, so they're not for the weak of heart. And our goal is to spend some time with you. They're anywhere from 4 to 6 hours and really give you the skills that it takes to do this at home if you're wanting to make a lifestyle change at home. And what we do is we get into a kitchen. It's a closed facility that we work out of, and we just spend the time in there in groups of 25 or less so that we can answer all the questions and really help you tailor this diet to suit your own needs. And we've seen great results from people with these classes. And typically, if you come to one, you end up coming to all of them, because once you start learning the basics, you know, you have to kind of go with it to the advanced and on and on. So it's a great interactive way to get more acquainted with organics and healthy foods and how to really incorporate this into your life.
You know, Jenny, I'm thinking many times we hear CEOs talking and business owners talking about team building exercises and doing things outside of work to bring their group together. And I just had the thought as you were explaining them, what a great, my opinion, what a great way to do a team building that not only builds the team because they're hands-on, they're working, and they're making food, but you're also teaching them something that hopefully carries value back to their life as an employee and a person beyond the work environment. You must have had some companies who've asked, talked to you about doing that as well.
And we always offer specialized classes for groups of 8 or more. And we've done it in homes. You know, a whole neighborhood of people will get together. We've done it for corporations. We actually have done a program called Lunch and Learn, where we'll actually come, you know, during a lunchtime and offer sort of a buffet lunch, and in that time frame we'll demonstrate 2 or 3 different healthy recipes to kind of get people going, and then, you know, from there we'll offer classes for people. So we can do a lot like that, and, you know, the other great thing about empowering your employees with this information is they're going to come to work healthy and happy.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, for any employer, you know, an ideal situation. So.
Well, then it has a bottom line ROI, which is it affects, you know, hopefully the performance of your staff and the health and your bills. I mean, there's a lot that can be done with this. So, you know, if someone, hopefully they're going, wow, this, members of our listening audience go, wow, this is really interesting. Jenny's covered a lot of ground in the half hour that she's been on Critical Mass. How would they learn more about you and your business, Jenny?
Well, if you go to our website, it's just www.118degrees.com. You can see a little bit about what we're up to, and then also, you know, truly the best way is to come in and have a meal with us at the restaurant in Costa Mesa and make a reservation before you come and spend some time enjoying the food. And also, while you're there, learn about some of these other products and services that we offer. And we always have a great, knowledgeable staff there ready to answer any questions you might have. And then, you know, of course, the Whole Foods raw bars and things like that are great, especially if you need to get some stuff on the go. So, you know, the best way, I think, is always to come and have an experience with us.
I agree. And having been there a week ago and having so much fun with it, and my daughter is 18 years old, and she was loving it, and our friends, one of my friends is in his 60s and he was loving it. I mean, it is a wonderful way to spend an evening, and delicious food that is, as a person who's had the good fortune to eat at your restaurant at least one time, I would highly recommend it to anybody who's out there that's looking for something, someplace to go and have an experience in addition to really some fine dining. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. So hopefully, Jenny, we're going to talk again. I'd like to offer you to come back on Critical Mass, the radio show, at some point later this year, because I'm really intrigued from an entrepreneurial perspective how this Whole Foods relationship and the other things that's going to line extensions that's going to allow you to be doing in 118 degrees, what that means for your business in the future. Would you be willing to come back and share with us at some point in the future?
I would love to.
All right, standing. All right, Jenny Ross, thank you very much for your time. I really enjoyed it on here in Critical Mass today.
All right, have a great afternoon.
Take care. Goodbye. Jenny Ross of 118 Degrees and Creative Blend, a restaurant I'm not in the business of endorsing our guests' businesses necessarily. I'm here to help provide education and information, but if my personal endorsement helps you to take the first step towards experiencing the type of food that Jenny prepares, then my work is done here, as they say. I think it's an outstanding thing to experience, and I think you're going to see more from her in the not-too-distant future, so we will definitely have we're back on the radio show at some point in the future. So this is Rick Franzi hosting today's episode of Critical Mass, the radio show, hoping that all your future business decisions moves your business in a positive direction.
You've been listening to Critical Mass only on OCTalkRadio.net.